The number of confirmed cases of bird flu among people in eastern Turkey is growing. Today, the World Health Organization said lab tests confirmed bird flu in two more children. On Thursday, the WHO confirmed bird flu killed two teenagers. Health officials also said the siblings of those two teens may have been infected. One person has died. Some 30 patients are being treated and evaluated for possible bird flu in a hospital in Van near Turkey's border with Iran. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
If only some of the suspected cases of bird flu turn out to be real, what's going on in eastern Turkey will turn out to be the largest human outbreak of the H5N1 flu seen anywhere. Before now, all human cases have occurred several thousand miles to the east, and the cases have been in either isolated individuals or small family clusters in one place at a time. Already, the emerging pattern in Turkey is worrisome. For instance, the two new confirmed cases come from different provinces, Van and Agri, and UN officials now say there are six provinces in eastern and southeastern Turkey experiencing outbreaks of H5N1 flu in poultry. Joseph Domenech is head of animal health for the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization.
What we know is that there are several outbreaks, more than we thought. So this small area, this small region seems to be more or less heavily contaminated.
Domenech says that's surprising, since Turkish authorities had declared bird flu among poultry exterminated there after initial outbreaks in mid-October.
We were presuming that the outbreaks will be detected rapidly and the response will be also very rapid. So we thought that with few outbreaks and very informed people, contamination of humans would be very, very exceptional. And this take us a little bit by surprise.
One striking feature of the Turkish outbreak in people so far is that all the confirmed cases and most of the suspected ones involve children. Dr. Gunil Rodier, who's leading the WHO's investigation, says the predominance of children is not in itself surprising.
It's similar to what we've seen in Asia. It's mainly the children, and it may have to do with much more close contact with infected chicken, playing with a sick chicken because they're easy to catch, or simply playing with carcasses and so on that normally adults do not do.
For instance, in the first affected Turkish family, which has lost three children to bird flu so far, with a fourth in the hospital, the children were said to be playing catch with the severed heads of newly slaughtered chickens. Another factor, the WHO says, is that it's cold right now in Turkey. In cold weather, people with backyard chickens often let their animals come inside. So far, there's no reason to think the H5N1 virus has become capable of passing readily from person to person, the thing most feared by health authorities worldwide. That could touch off a devastating flu pandemic. But there is great worry that the Turkish virus may be more readily transmitted from poultry to people. I asked flu expert Richard Webby of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis if that could be revealed by genetic analysis of the Turkish virus now underway in London.
I'd love to be able to say yes, but unfortunately we have no idea what factors control the transmission of these avian viruses from avian species to humans.
Rodier, the WHO investigator who's just arrived in Turkey, actually finds some comfort in the fact that so far adult cases are not turning up there.
The point that we're dealing mainly with children is telling us that it's not spreading to the entire populations. So it's a reassuring pattern.
But Rodier says with earlier pandemics, we didn't know just how long it took for a pre-pandemic virus to turn into a deadly pandemic strain.
It's the very first time in history we're watching what's going on before a pandemic. Before the Spanish flu and before the other pandemics, we knew simply nothing. We just knew when the pandemic started.
So they still can't predict when the next pandemic will start. Richard Knox, NPR News.